You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is from Jennifer, and it came in through Facebook. By the way, quick note, this is about loaning money. And a few minutes ago, I was asking you that line, neither a borrower nor a lender be. And I said, that's either Shakespeare or the Bible.
Which one was it?
It is Shakespeare. It's okay. From Hamlet.
Ah, okay, very
and
good.
I have not checked our Facebook messages yet, but I'm pretty sure that in the last 10 minutes, somebody has written and said, duh, Dom, Hamlet, duh.
Of course it was. Hamlet or Wells Fargo, I don't know which one.
Yeah. Jennifer says, Dom and Jeremy, how do you boys feel about lending money to friends? She says, I'm really torn because one of my best friends for years is going through some tough times. He's asked to borrow $2,500. He's apologized for even asking and swears it will be paid back within 2 or 3 months. She says, I felt bad even telling him that I had to think about it. I want to help, but everyone I know says that you'll not only never see that money again, but you'll probably lose the friendship over it. I wish he hadn't asked because I hate the position it puts me in, but I also feel bad for the hard times he's having. What's the best move here?
Oh, man.
Jennifer.
These are always so difficult, huh? Because I think everybody always does immediately jump to, well, you'll never see that again. Isn't that kind of the default when it comes to these scenarios?
Yeah, but
you'll
never
see it again. I know you have. I know.
I've loaned money and never saw it again.
But for every one instance like you've had, maybe there's 15 of people that have paid it back in full and maybe slipped you a little something extra for interest, you know? You never hear those stories of, yeah, I loaned somebody $5,000 and they paid me back $6,000. It was a fantastic experience. You never hear those stories.
I think you never hear them because
they don't happen.
They rarely, if ever, happen.
So my thing with this is I would kind of need to know the financial history of this guy. If he, before he fell on these hard times, if he actually was a good money manager and good with his money and financially savvy and there was never any problem, then I would feel like, okay, I'm going to loan you this hoping that you will pay it back because your future has been pretty good with money.
But well, maybe now, this that's is an interesting point.
Maybe this is a job loss or something. You know?
Let me ask you something. I mean, you can't really know how your friends are at managing money. You might have a rough idea because they...
I think you can have a rough idea.
But you can't really know what you're going to do. Sit down and like have them fill out like a form
or
something?
I'm going to take a look at your tax returns and your credit score.
I
got to
do a credit check on you.
Credit check.
Bob.
I think you can maybe ballpark it a little bit.
It's like you don't know what goes on inside people's houses with their relationships, and you certainly don't know what's going on with their money.
A little bit. I mean, I'm fairly close with my friends. Like, I know if cars have been paid off or
well,
if
you
they
got
have
that
credit
one
card
who's
debt.
A multi-gazillionaire.
Well, that was an inheritance thing, so.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count, but I have other friends. I know, if they've got the titles to their cars and if they have good credit and, I have friends with houses
my
in Hawaii.
God.
I mean.
I don't think I have ever asked them. Well, though they could be in hock up
but
to
they
their
could be in debt
eyeballs,
like crazy,
though.
But I think they're doing
I've
all
never
right.
once asked a friend, hey, let me see the
what's
title
your
to
score?
Your car.
Yeah, but I'm a car guy, and I hang out with other car guys, too,
I'm sorry,
so we kind of know.
I can't invite you to my party until I see a credit report
I'm
on gonna, you.
I know. Listen, I'm trying to be positive here, Dom.
Oh, because deep down you would never loan the money?
Deep down, I'd never do this.
So you're telling Jennifer
not to do
it.
I would say not to, because you'll probably never see it again. After all that. But gosh, does it, you want to be a good person, though. You don't want to be an ass and say
well,
no.
Well, that's what she's saying. She says she even feels bad just saying, hey, let me think about it. Here's, by the way, quickly, our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We need a bunch of calls right now. We're going to do at least 5 on this. 5 calls says it all. So don't wait for other people to call. You call now. Tell Jennifer, does she loan this good friend the $2,500 or not? Quickly, before we go to break, I want to say the amount is what makes this really tough. Because if it's $20,000, you're saying,
not a chance. Not a chance.
If it's $200, you're like, yeah, no, sure.
Sure.
And I'm not saying that $200 isn't a lot of money for some people. I get it. But just in the overall scheme of things, $2,500 is that dollar amount that really, it's not nothing.
It's not, but it's still
something.
But it's
also not like, you know, but it's also not like, you know, it's like, I mean, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I mean, you look at that and you're like, okay, maybe the $2,000 is going to cover this guy's mortgage for the month and the $500 is going to make his car payment. Like, this is going to get him by for another month and this really could help him out. And, you know, man. Do you do it? Can I read you a quick note from Jackson, who wrote in on Facebook? Mm-hmm. Assuming it's a guy, Jackson says, it's a new year. If you were always one to say no to this kind of thing, try saying yes this year. You might get your money back, and you're banking some really good karma in the process. You never know. You might get your money back tenfold throughout the year because of this good deed. That's from Jackson, looking on the bright side of things.
There's somebody who's
got. Or you could lose it all, Jackson.
Jackson's one of those people who must have one of those thought a day calendars. You
know? He tore it off. It says, loan people money.
To
That's
the
very nice, though. Very nice. Thank you.
Stephanie, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
What would you tell Jennifer?
I would say if you have it to give, then give it and. Then write it off. If you don't have it to give, it will ruin your friendship. So don't do it.
Can you go halvesies on this? Can you say, I can help you, but I'm just going to do half?
You could. I've done that, but I didn't get paid back all of it.
So you got burned.
We had, speaking of about that, one of our listeners, Philip, wrote in and said, I think the smart move is to not give him $2,500, but offer something like maybe $1,000,
well,
you know,
you
just in case it ends badly.
There you go.
Yeah, so my friend asked me for $5,000, and I gave them $1,000, and I got paid back $600.
Did you ever confront him where the rest of it was?
I'm very shy when it comes to that, and I know a lot of people are with money, and I didn't want to ruin the friendship. So it was, like I said, it was really hard. It ended up ruining the friendship anyways. So not just
man.
I would say no. Don't do it unless you have it to give, and I didn't have it to give. Just sitting in a savings account, so kind of put me out a little bit, so kind of just put a strain.
Okay.
Well, you sound like a good person, Stephanie.
Yeah,
I appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye.
We appreciate you. Mitchell. Good morning, Mitchell. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Morning, buddy.
What do you say to Jennifer?
So Tevin O'Leary from Shark Tank says that they can ask once, they can never ask again, and you can't expect it back. If it's good enough for him and he has it, then it's good enough for me.
Say that again. Say that again.
I love it.
Well, they can ask once, they can never ask again, and you can't need it back.
Okay. There you
all
go.
All of that makes
I
sense
love it.
To me.
And I
that
love,
all makes sense to me.
I love
and
Kevin O'Leary.
And who can argue with the Shark Tank people?
Kevin O'Leary's the man, so I so agree. That's great.
Mitchell, thanks for making our morning. Have a great day, buddy, okay?
Thanks.
Later.
Appreciate you being on the show. Here's John. John, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Happy New Year. I'm still within the window.
You're
so
in the
okay.
window. You got until Friday. What do you say?
Well, I say... If you have the money and it's not going to put you in any hardship, go ahead, but don't expect it to be paid back. Either way, it took him a lot of guts to ask for it. He really must have the need for it because he is risking his relationship.
Sure.
My sister has fallen upon hard times, and I've loaned her money on a couple of different times. And every time she got her tax return, she paid me back. So
well, that's good.
It worked out.
That. Yeah, that's good.
Wow,
she paid
she
you
didn't.
Back.
That would be a really tough Thanksgiving meal, wouldn't it, man? Looking across
sure
the table.
Would have been.
She's being like,
Here, have some mashed potatoes.
Right in the face.
John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a fun day.
Bye, John.
You too. Bye.
Later.
Thanks for being on the show. Here comes Sherry. Good morning, Sherry. What are you going to tell Jennifer?
Good morning. I got this advice from Oprah, not personally. I just heard her say it, that she doesn't loan people money. She'll give it to you if she has it. And I've adopted that, and it's worked really
well.
Well,
she has it. I mean,
she's worth a couple bills.
It's a little different when you're comparing Oprah to Jennifer, but.
No.
But she probably gets asked
a lot.
If I feel like I can give it to you, then I will.
Then you will.
But if I don't.
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
That way it doesn't ruin the friendship. And
yeah.
You got to kind of put it in perspective. Like, say it's $500 and you're kind of going, you know what? I'll probably spend $500 on coffee this year at Starbucks or something. Let me just hand it over and help a friend instead. So kind of put it in perspective, I guess.
Well, that way you don't ruin your friendship by expecting it back.
Sure.
So.
I'm glad you called us. Thanks for the time, okay?
Thanks, Sherry.
Yep.
Listen, if we get advice from Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank and Oprah in the same segment.
And I love how she said, she didn't tell me personally, but I heard it. Like Oprah called her up and said, hey, real quick, I got something to tell you.
Oprah leans across the table
hey, listen,
and
you
says,
need money
hey,
advice?
Gary.
Listen, if you got it, get rid of it.
You know, and the case with Oprah, let's face it. It doesn't even have to be Oprah, but people who you know are more well off, they're going to get hit up by people more often anyway.
Sure,
because people will say, oh, well, they've got it.
Yeah.
Kara wrote and said, no. I've loaned money to friends in the past, and even when they paid it back, it was a strain on the relationship because I had to ask a few times, which pissed them off, but geez.
Yeah, come on, it's my money.
She says, I'd tell Jennifer to politely decline, but then Lisa said, if this is a really good friend for many years, you just have to do it and be prepared to never see it again. And here's her line. She goes, but what are we if we're not good to our friends? Then we are not friends. Thanks.
Boom.
Love your show.
Solid line there at the end.
God, I was going to vote for don't let her happen.
I feel guilty. Be a good friend and do it. Give him $3,000 now instead of $2,500. $3,000's fine.
I think the consensus was there a consensus?
There wasn't.